Service Spotlight. During a recent visit to the Rustington Centre, member George Connolly spoke to Blind Veteran UK's Sheena Thompson about his time in service. Sheena starts, "How did you end up joining the army and deciding to become an armourer?" George, "I went to the recruitment office in Liverpool because I hated my first job as an office boy and wanted something more. As I had been to grammar school and scored reasonable marks in the intelligence tests, I qualified for the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers and joined at 17 years old. I joined the army at a training camp in Blandford, Dorset. On one occasion, I went to the armourer's shop with a rifle that needed some attention. When I got there, everyone was sat around a pot-bellied stove, and they started chatting to me about what I wanted to do. My original intention was to become something like a vehicle mechanic, but they advised me that as a regular soldier, a career as an armourer is ideal. I then went to St George's Barracks, Gosport, and completed 9 months trade, training and learning how fitting skills. How to repair pistols, rifles and machine guns. This included original Lee Enfield rifles and 7.62 FN rifles, all small arms used by the army. After a promotion to Lance Corporal, I was posted to the Ulster Rifles, who were serving at Iselon near Dortmund. Despite their name, they were never allowed to serve in the United Kingdom. I mainly did weapon repairs, but as an infantry regiment, they exercised regularly, so I went with them too. They were in the transition, converting to using armoured cars. I was in HQ company, mainly support staff, so it wasn't too arduous a tour. We didn't have to do guard duties. It was a good tour. And Sheena says, "You were diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy following a car accident and then registered blind a few years later in 2008 after injuring yourself in a fall. What difference has it made to your life being a member of Blind Veterans UK?" And George says, "The main impact of my diagnosis was when I lost my driving licence and job. I had a well-paid job as a manager of a well-known car dealership. I was in my early 60s, so just stopped working. My introduction to Blind Veterans UK was via my eye clinic liaison officer, Maria Pikulski-Hughes, member and vice president, who sadly passed away in August 2022 at my eye clinic. She helped me fill out the forms and I then had to have an assessment in London. I didn't think I'd qualify to become a member as I can still see. I just don't have peripheral vision. Luckily, I qualified. I then went to the old Sheffield Centre and I was introduced to a whole new world. Blind Veterans UK is a lovely community, full of nice people. You don't feel lost because you always have someone to speak to. I feel my eyesight is deteriorating now and being a member makes me feel supported and not on my own." Sheena asked, "You've been a frequent visitor both Brighton and Llandudno centres over the years and even celebrated your 50th wedding anniversary at Llandudno with your late wife in 2012. This is your first visit to Rustington. What do you think of the town?" And George answered, "Rustington is just amazing. I'm so impressed with the centre and the people there are lovely. I would love to return there in the summer."